produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Now tuned into the CEO Mindset with your amazing host, Nicole Gates, with trending topics to empower, encourage, and equip the female business leader.
CEO Saturday, and I'm super excited to be back with you all and sharing with you on today. I have my guest, CEO Ms. Tricia Green, who is slaying social behavior. Hey, Tricia.
Hi. Hello.
How are you this Saturday morning?
I am super, super duper excellent.
Awesome. Well, listen. You have some really exciting things happening right here in the city of Memphis for young girls. Super excited about it. Been super excited all week to talk to you and just be able to share with our other fellow CEOs what you are doing to slay social behavior. So let's talk about it.
Okay.
Tell me about your program, Girls in Pearls.
Well, I am so glad you asked. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Girls in Pearls. We are an etiquette academy that consists of ages 6 years to 12 years old. And I started the GP back in the summer of 2017 when I felt that, you know, there was a need to bring back social behavior. And I also felt that there was a lack of home economics from our home, school, church. Old mothers have died off, big mama no longer exists. So I wanted to see how I can make a difference by creating an environment for girls to be social misbehavior.
And you know what? I certainly appreciate you for doing that. My daughters participated, I think, in the very first one.
Yes, they did.
I kid you not, they have blossomed. Oh my yes. God, they have blossomed just. They were very shy, if you recall, when they first started.
I do recall. Oh, my God.
Yes.
But,
and look at them now.
Yes, indeed. They are absolutely business owners. I keep up with all of my Girls and Pearls.
Oh, yeah. They are doing it big. And it's all because of you. So I'm really excited that you decided to continue and really take on that CEO mindset. You saw a need. You're feeling a need. And I just think that is absolutely wonderful. So I want to ask, I know that, you know, it started off kind of small. It was a small project, I think. And then it just grew. And so now you decided to do this full time?
Yes, absolutely. Now, I was actually pushed back into it because the first time, well, it started in 2017. And I kind of played around with it and decided to go back to work with the federal government. And I thought that would be the right thing for me to do, which absolutely at that point in time it was. But the contract only lasted for 6 months. So when the contract ended, the Lord was like, did not tell you to go full time with Girls and Pearls. And I was like, oh my God, yes, you did.
Right.
So I decided to pick it back up. And I tell you, he orchestrated everything from top to bottom on what I needed to do, where I needed to go, how many girls, the whole work. So that's where I am now.
I love it. I love it. So, you know, I'd like to just kind of share with other CEOs some challenges that we may have faced in business. What were the initial challenges that you may have faced?
Well, I'm so glad you asked because it's just real. One of my biggest challenges was funding. I'm not supported by any federal funds, support from any corporations, churches, or private profits. It was just my little limited savings that I actually had and faith in God, basically. Now, I do, however, have sponsors from friends and loved ones that believe in my vision. And they also believe in the girls enough to want to change the society. Society has just become just unbearable with behavior. So those people actually believe enough in me to just pour back into the lives of little girls, and I'm just more than grateful. But those were my basic challenges, were just my funding. I just didn't know exactly where I was going to get the money from. But again, God just brought people in to be sponsors, to pour into somebody's life. So, you know, and I'm just, it's speechless.
Well, you know, I think that's a big challenge for a lot of women that are in business and in leadership roles. I think that's a challenge for a lot of women, you know, that are in business and are in leadership roles. The money issue can sometimes deter us from really moving forward with our dreams, right?
Now, you are absolutely right. But if we say that we have the faith in God, and if we allow Him to lead and guide us, there shouldn't be any fear. Once we step out of faith, now, it truly is a faith walk, but He gives us the power to achieve the success, because that's what the scripture says. So I just took hold to the scripture, and I had to let it come alive within my own life. And
right.
I stepped out there on faith. I'm telling you, with nothing, with no force.
So let's talk about, what are some of your greatest accomplishments so far as a CEO? You are a businesswoman. You are on the move. You are doing your thing on behalf of these young ladies. What has been your greatest accomplishment from this?
Well, one of my greatest accomplishments would be, such as you stated, your daughters. You see how they move from being shy to being business owners, to being productive in the school system, to having, we had a bullying class where some of the girls were afraid to even go to tell I'm being bullied at school. So it's the different types of programs that we have, that we offer to the girls, that they are just, their self-esteem is just shooting out the roof, basically. And that was one of the main accomplishments that I wanted to see a difference. And it has just really, truly inspired me a whole lot to just continue. And also, when I started back in 2017, I started in my home with 20 girls plus, and I had a waiting list. Didn't have a clue that I was going to even have a waiting list. So I outgrew my home, and I basically or literally busted out of the seams there. So again, as I stated earlier, back in 2018, I went back to the drawing board, and I asked God, what's next? And again, He told me, I need you to start a summer camp. It was so clear. I had two places to go to, with two buildings that I wanted to basically look at. And when I went to the first building, I didn't even get a chance to go to the second building because the first person told me, yes, come on, let's do this. And so that was one of my most accomplished thing that I've done since, you know, creating Girls in Pearls. So, and I'm just so excited.
I'm excited. It's really exciting to know where it started for me, just watching it just grow and seeing things. So what advice would you give to another woman who is really wanting to start a business, just really kind of lost, really just don't know where to begin? What advice would you give just from your experience and being obedient to what God told you to do?
What advice? Is that what you're asking me? What type of advice I can give to someone else?
Yeah, what advice would you give to another woman who wants to start a business?
Oh, okay. Well, actually, the very first thing to me, because I believe in prayer. The first thing would be to pray, because you got to ask God where you need to go. The second thing for me was I went into prayer and I did fast. Okay, I didn't just take it on with upon myself to actually just know where to go, because I didn't know where to go or who to go to talk to. Thirdly, I had to listen until God gave me the answer back. I couldn't just move out there on my own. Guidance, you're going to need to basically talk with other people that's in the business that can basically tell you, well, this is what you need to do and this is how you need to do it. Then you go back to the table again and ask God. Be still. Don't be so busy. Don't be a busybody. Don't jump into it. Take your time. God will make it plain. Once you acknowledge him in all your ways or all of your affairs, and he will direct your path. I didn't have a business plan at all. I didn't write anything out. My vision was God, and he would give it to me in dreams. And I would wake up with a burning, it was like a burning ministry. And when I would wake up with it, that's when I would write it down. So I didn't have a legal business plan, but God's plan.
And I love that because what that says to me, you know, God was writing the business plan for you, right? He was waking you up. He was giving you ideas.
He was helping you
kind of craft this thing. I love it. I absolutely love that.
And then the marketing. Make sure that you're marketing. You've got to out there to let everybody know what you're doing. You got to put your footwork out there. You cannot rely upon the other person because this is your baby. Marketing is a must. You got to give back. You got to give back. You cannot expect to receive all the time, but you got to give back sometimes. You know, it may hurt you, but it's going to help you in the long run because that person that you help is going to help you on down the road. So you got to be able to, don't even think about, oh, God, I'm going to miss this. No, you're not, because you're investing in that person's business.
Absolutely.
And you got to be hungry. Are you hungry enough for your business? If you're not hungry and you're playing, you don't need to waste your time. If you
say that again. Say that one more time. I'm going to have you repeat that because if you are not hungry enough
for your business,
yes,
you got to be hungry. That means that you're going to wake up at 3:00 in the morning and get up and study your own business. But you got to get out there and get it. It will not always drop in your lap. And then you get mad and say, well, did nobody help me? You got to help yourself.
Yes. You got to go to church in here. You got to have church with me right now. I love it. So let me ask you a real quick question. So I know with my business, I have a business motto. There are things that I believe in regards to business. What is your business motto? What keeps you going? What drives you?
My drive is, first of all, the scripture. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That means that sometimes, some days may not be as strong as others, but when I think of that scripture, it leads me on. Then as I go further into my motto, slaying social behavior, because slaying is, to me, Well, you can slay. Nowadays, they use the word slaying, which is, you know, you're on top or you're looking good. But for me, it's like David slaying Goliath. So I'm slaying or beating down the bad stigma of social misbehavior. So that's my motto as a businesswoman. I'm getting out here. I got to get this thing right because these kids are getting out of control. These girls are getting out of control. What can I do? I don't want to be sit on the sidelines talking about it. I want to be about it.
That's right. I love it. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Absolutely. So tell me, who's your success circle? Who are the people that sit on your front row who help drive the vision, who help push the mission of what you're trying to do? Who are those people?
Well, let me start by saying you, first of all. You are phenomenal business woman. You have pushed me into my destiny. And it's going to take that circle of business women to do it, to impart into greatness with each other, because that's the only way. So, of course, you're the first person that I look up to as my successful circle. Again, I have a small circle of friends. I don't have a lot, but the circle of friends that I do have and my family, you know, that they're constantly pushing me, oh, this is this or this is that. So, and of course, God too. He's coming in like I said, ministry. You know, he's putting that burning fire on the inside of me. So he's a part of that success circle. And I couldn't do it without him, of course. Amen. But to surround myself with professional people, family that loves me, friends that love the vision. And it just helps me. It gives me that big push.
I love that. And thank you. I'm really honored to hear that. And I always try to be supportive because I'm just a firm believer that women are going to take over this entrepreneur life.
We are running
the show when it comes to that. And that's why I think this show is so incredibly important, because the CEO mindset, men have for many years been the ones to write the big checks.
Yeah.
And then the ones that have, you know, just totally, and I'm going to use your words, slayed in the entrepreneur world, right? And now we see this birth of women that are coming forward. They're bold, they're strong, they're in a really good, healthy place, and they're able to solve some solutions and make some things happen. And it's really exciting for me. I've been an entrepreneur probably all my life.
Wow. Yeah.
I think my mama even attests to that, you know, since I was a girl. So it's exciting to see the next generation of young women, like my daughters, who are, all of them have a business. Every last one have a business.
Wow.
So I want to be the example. I want to just kind of be the vessel or the resource for other CEOs to have a voice. And so people know what they're doing. People know what's being offered in their community, around the country, all over.
Yeah.
It's a movement. It is
a movement.
And so I'm really, really excited about it. And thank you for, you know, being obedient to God, because he gave you this vision. And sometimes we don't listen. Sometimes we are.
We don't. Not now, God.
It is needed, and what you're doing is so incredibly needed. Every time we turn on the news, social media, I swear, is going to be the last of us. We just have so much negativity out there. And so
it is.
What you're doing is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
Any way that I can support, I always will. But tell our listeners, if anybody was moved by anything that you said today, I want them to know how they can also support, sow a seed, reach out to you, enroll their girls in the program. How do they get in touch with you in regards to Girls in Pearls in this summer camp?
Well, thank you again for asking. We do have a website. They can actually contact me by going to www.girlspearlsetiquetteacademy.com, or if they are in the Memphis area or the Mid-South or whatever area you're in and you have family members here, they could call me at 901-651-6610. Now, our camp location will actually start June the 10th through July the 26th. And that location is 4205 Hatch Cross Road. That's Memphis, Tennessee, 38125.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So if anybody is listening and you feel the need and you want to maybe donate or time, materials, money, whatever.
Yes.
I think
yes.
that would be welcome. And
yes.
I really encourage anybody that's listening to, you know, like Tricia said, you know, give back. It is important
yes.
to give
yes.
back. And I think there's no other and more important cause than to give back to our young ladies, because we are seeing some really crazy things these days and they need that guidance. They need that mentorship. So Tricia, again, I appreciate you so much for being willing to come on the CEO Mindset Radio Show and to kind of share your vision of your business. You are welcome. Absolutely.
Yes.
So let me ask one last question before we end our show today. Tell us how you plan to grow this thing, because it's going to grow. Are you
yes, I am so excited. So my vision is to touch the lives of 50-plus girls a year. So, of course, we have the summer camp that's actually getting ready to start, as I stated, June the 10th. So if I can reach at least 50, and then from there, I will have a need to, I feel the need from that point that I will open up my own etiquette school for girls year-round. It won't just be for summer, but for year-round, where they can come in and empower each other. So that's my vision for years to come, and I believe by faith that it will be done.
And it shall, because you spoke it in the atmosphere. So, Tricia, Girls and Pearls, slaying social behavior, we appreciate all that you do. Thank you for being a part of the CEO Mindset, and we look forward to all the greatness that's coming these young ladies' way.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to thank Kayla Padgett, our producer of the show, for being so willing to allow us to have this venue.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Share with other CEOs. And until next time, we will see you all later.
Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.